Faith like a child. That was a phrase I remember when I was young that was taught to me. Our goal is to have faith and faith like a child, but not have childish faith. See, there's a difference there. Childlike faith or childish faith. Have you guys ever heard that distinction before? A childlike faith and a childish faith. Sad to say, I think a lot of people in our world now, in the year 2016, a lot of people in our own backyard, a lot of people that are in church, still hold on to a childish faith. Now, what does that mean? A childish faith. What are some maybe guesses? What does a childish faith look like? What do you think, Karen? Not very strong. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, I don't really see a lot of really bodybuilders that are kids, right? Unless there's a couple, but yeah, usually if you're thinking of childish faith, it's not very strong. It's kind of, if you want to look at it, maybe it's like we wait until something bad happens, then we'll start praying, right? That's a childish faith. When something bad happens, then we'll turn to God, right? We'll wait until the very last minute, and then we'll come running back home. Well, what about a childlike faith? What does that look like, and how might that be different? For some of you that maybe have children, that might be a little bit easier.
True dependence.
True dependence, exactly. For you that might be parents, you know exactly that your kids depend on everything from you. Even if it comes down to that perhaps lucky allowance that they might get, they depend on you for everything they have, no matter how much they want to admit to it. We were like that when we were kids too. To be a human being, to be raised up, even raised in faith, you have to depend on somebody else. It's a fact of life. I think we might have forgotten about that too, that fact of life. When we're now grown adults, some of us, when we're busy working our lives away, we forget that too, that we depend on other people. It's not what you know, it's who you know often in the workplace that you kind of get ahead in life. We naturally will depend on other people. So, how do we make sure that today we're aiming for that childlike faith, not a childish faith? How do we protect ourselves from being spiritual infants, even when we're older? Well, I think it happens just as Jesus was explaining in this gospel lesson from Luke. This is also another example. If you recall, I know a few of you guys too, with your daughter, Kendra and Jonathan. This is the same reading at your baptism of your daughter, where people were bringing their babies to Jesus to have them being blessed by Jesus, to touch them, put their hands on them. Let the little children come to me, Jesus says. And yet, get this, the disciples rebuke Jesus and the people telling Jesus this. They think that this is something lesser for Jesus to be doing, but no, Jesus is reminding them. This is exactly what it's like. Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, if anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. That's why we receive babies, infants, in baptism, because that's how they enter and receive the kingdom of God, the reign of God in their life. Exactly because they're infants, and it's exactly because they can't do anything for themselves. That's faith, and that is grace, unadulterated grace and faith. And that's what Jesus wants for you, for all of us. It's because babies can't do anything, and that babies depend on everything, right, Mom and Dad? They depend on everything from their parents, just like we, and just like God wants to remind us all that we depend on Him. and that we should and can depend on Him for everything. Because if we don't want to admit that, we will never enter or stay in God's kingdom of grace. So how might we hinder ourselves without even knowing it? As adults, I think it's easy. We want to think we know it all. We want to think that we can maybe pray a few times, come to church a few times, pay some money to the church a few times, and then we're good. We're in the books. We paid our dues. We're good with God. Uh-uh. That's being like that Pharisee that Jesus was exactly harping against. That's basically us bragging about something that we don't have anything. Bragging about something we don't have a clue about. And that's not what God wants for you. Now, listen close for you confirmands. I know you're taking notes for your sermon notes here, but that's exactly the law. That sometimes we make faith about how good we are. How many things that we do for God and other people. Yeah, that will contribute to things. That is some way for us to get ahead in life. But to God, what we do is nothing. Because it's what Jesus does. That's the gospel, right? The gospel tells us what Jesus has done for us and what He continues to do for us. The law tells us what we try to do and what God commands us to do that we can't simply live up to. So, a childlike faith. As adults, I think we kind of forgot a little bit what it's like to be a child. So if you want, go ahead. You can come on up for a children's message. Don't worry about it. There's always going to be probably candy or something fun to do. Don't be afraid to act like a kid once in a while. I was just out with one of my friends that, a girl that turned 35, she felt like she was the oldest person on earth. Because she was single, 35, and alone. Whoop-de-doo. It's just a number. You can grow up, but you don't have to get old. Remember that. As older people, the older you get, you don't have to get old. You can act like a kid. That's the joy in your heart that God wants you to have. That's what it's like to have a childlike faith. Not a childish faith, but a childlike faith. Because children are full of joy. You can hear them giggling through the halls in your house. You can hear them at playgrounds giggling, laughing, enjoying what God has given them. That's what God wants for you, even as adults. God wants you to have a joy that cares nothing about this world and its problems. Because they're all taken care of in Christ already. That's what it's like to be a child of God. No matter how old you are, you'll always be a child of God. In baptism, that's what grants you that. You're welcomed into that kingdom forever. Perpetually young at heart. That's what it's like to have a childlike faith. So what is it like, how do you make sure that you can have that? How do you hold on to that? Well, I think we're asking the wrong question. You don't have to do anything to have a childlike faith. And that's exactly what it means to have a childlike faith. That you depend on God. Don't worry about what you can do, you can't do, what you're good at, what you're not good at. What you have, what you don't have, God is taking care of it. Just like those people have taken care of you when you grew up. Now, I'm not saying that we always remain children of God. We will naturally grow older. St. Paul even writes, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I gave up my childish ways." God wants you to continue to be joyous like a child and have that faith that always will look to God. But He wants you to keep understanding more about Him, be closer to Him as a spiritual adult. Now that's what, also pay attention, confirmands. That's what you will be welcomed into. Even if you're 12, 13, 14 years old, once you're confirming your faith that the faith that you're given in baptism, you will be considered an adult in my eyes, as all of us are confirmed in faith. And what it looks like to be an adult in faith, a spiritual adult in faith, while still having a childlike faith, is that you continue to learn, read, and inwardly digest. Get that in your gut, God's word. Get that in your mind, in your body, in your being, that depends on God for everything, is thankful for God for everything, is joyous about God for everything, and teaches others about that same thing. That's what we are after today. That's what we will celebrate and commemorate next week and the weeks to come. The same thing that's on that banner. We're saved by God's grace alone. Doesn't matter what you do or can't do, because we simply can't do enough for God. That's exactly what he wants us to remember, because he is only big enough and strong enough to do it. But we're also saved through faith. And that's not also something that we do. Faith is another gift of God. Faith is a gift of God. And no matter if you have a little bit or a lot, that's what saves us from not only the world's problems, no matter how big or not significant they may be, but saves us from death that will always catch up to us. Saves us from the penalty of death, eternal death, sin. Saves us from evil. Just as much as we were a child being saved from getting scraped up when we hit our knees on the sidewalk. Getting lost in the dark. That's the kind of God we have. If we're going to be a child of God, that means that we have a Father that is our God. A Father that is a good Father. That will take care of us, provide for us, teach us, learn with us. Is strong but yet gentle. And that's the God that you have, and I want you to remember today. So, yes, don't be afraid to act like a kid once in a while, even if you're older, because you're always going to be a child of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As children of God,